Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 26th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Hyper and its brand new 9-port USB-C hub that's launching today. Kicking off this Friday, Apple has confirmed that it will acquire Intel's smartphone modem business in a deal valued at $1 billion. The deal is expected to close during the fourth quarter of 2019, though it is subject to regulatory approval. Through this transaction, Apple will beef up its wireless technology patent portfolio to over 17,000 patents. Apple also says that approximately 2,200 Intel employees will join the company, as will Intel's equipment and leases that pertain to the smartphone modem business. Furthermore, Intel will retain the ability to develop modems for non-smartphone applications, such as PCs, Internet of Things devices, and autonomous vehicles. This doesn't necessarily mean that Apple couldn't also develop modems for those devices, though. Apple is believed to be in the process of building its own in-house modems, and through this acquisition of Intel, those efforts will likely be significantly expedited. Prior to this acquisition, Apple was said to have had between 1,000 and 2,000 employees working on modem chips for future iPhones and iPads. This means that Apple's team has more than doubled through this deal with Intel. The Wall Street Journal was first to report on Apple's looming acquisition of Intel's smartphone modem business. According to that report, Apple and Intel were in acquisition talks prior to Apple's settlement with Qualcomm. After Apple's deal with Qualcomm, Intel is said to have shopped around its smartphone modem business to other companies, but ultimately came back to Apple to complete the transaction. Building on that acquisition, Reuters now reports that Apple wants to ship its first in-house 5G modem as soon as 2021. For 2019, the iPhone 11 will not be a 5G-capable device and will instead continue to use a 4G modem. Thanks to its deal with Qualcomm, however, Apple is expected to use a 5G Qualcomm modem in the 2020 iPhones. The new report from Reuters suggests that in 2021, Apple will begin to ship modems of its own design. Previously, estimates for when Apple's own modems would be complete stretched as far as 2025. Intel had previously said that it had hoped to ship a 5G modem by 2020, so with Apple now combining its own assets with Intel's, that 2021 target does not seem far-fetched at all. There is a slight qualification in that the report does not say Apple will use its own modem chips in all devices come 2021, nor even in the iPhone. Apple is likely to gradually shift away from Qualcomm modems, perhaps starting with a secondary product such as a 5G iPad to test the waters. It's likely far too risky and too aggressive to expect an Apple 5G modem powering the iPhone in 2021. Furthermore, Apple has enough time with its current Qualcomm agreement to make the switch as gradual as needed. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Hyper. The new 9-in-1 HyperDrive hub was specifically designed for iPad Pro, MacBook Pro, and MacBook Air. It features an extended USB-C cable design, allowing it to sit flat on a surface next to your iPad while in use. Included is HDMI 4K, Gigabit Ethernet, microSD, USB-C, three USB-A 3.0 ports, and a 3.5mm audio jack that doesn't turn off the iPad's internal speakers until headphones are connected. The hub also supports USB-C pass-through, charging at 60 watts via its USB-C port. This means you'll be able to charge your device while simultaneously using the HyperDrive's ports. You can check out the new HyperDrive Power 9-in-1 USB-C hub at the link in the show notes below and get a special $30 off to celebrate the launch for a limited time. Next up, we have some more details on when Apple Card might be available to customers. Bloomberg reports today that Apple and Goldman Sachs are targeting a launch for Apple Card during the first half of August. The Bloomberg report details that as recently as May, Apple expressed concerns with the underlying technology developed by Goldman Sachs for Apple Card. Apple was reportedly unhappy with certain mechanics of the card and asked Goldman Sachs to make improvements to the backend. Goldman Sachs reportedly has dozens of people working on Apple Card out of its Manhattan headquarters, while Apple's side of the deal is managed by the Apple Pay and Wallet team. Apple Card is currently being tested by Apple and Goldman Sachs employees. When it publicly launches next month, customers will be able to apply for the card directly in the Wallet app on iOS 12.4, which was just released a few days ago. Rounding out this week, CBS has announced that its CBS All Access streaming service will be coming to Apple TV channels on July 29th. That would mean a launch date of next Monday for the service via the TV app. The Apple TV channels feature of the TV app integrates with standalone subscription services with several key benefits. For one, all billing is handled via Apple itself as opposed to having to create and manage separate accounts for each service. It also syncs progress across all of your Apple devices. Additionally, all Apple TV channels content is viewed in the TV app itself on iOS and tvOS without having to jump out to third-party applications. As part of this, all content is hosted by Apple, and in some cases, such as HBO, Apple TV Channels integration has added unique features such as offline viewing support. As a standalone service, CBS All Access runs $10 per month. It's unclear if that's how much it will also cost via Apple TV Channels, but we should know more in the coming days. That wraps up another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. If you like 9 to 5 Mac Daily, please subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to your podcast. As always, it would also be extremely helpful if you left us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts, as that helps more people find the show each week. My thanks to Hyper for sponsoring this week's episodes of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Sponsors like Hyper help us keep making 9 to 5 Mac Daily, bringing you new episodes 5 days per week. As always, read all of these stories on 9to5mac.com and follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. Thank you all very much for listening this week, and come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.